Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. The Atlanta Neighborhood Charter School says it will no longer move the Pledge of Allegiance from its school-wide morning routine into individual classrooms. Board Chair Leah Santos tells 11 Alive the decision comes after misleading reports that the school was eliminating the pledge.
We will reconsider the decision to move the Pledge of Allegiance from a morning meeting with the entire school population to classes. This is what most schools in the United States do.
The school says it's seeking more input moving forward. Two Athens police officers shown in a viral video restraining a young boy have been cleared of excessive force allegations. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
The Athens-Clark Police Department opened an internal investigation after video of the incident surfaced on social media. Officers were placing a man into a patrol car when his son took a running leap towards the vehicle on July 20th. A report obtained by the AJC says one officer caught the child and tried to restrain and calm him down. The report goes on to say the officer put the 10-year-old on the ground to control him, but did not use excessive force such as using his knee in the child's back or putting his body weight on the child. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Calls for Secretary of State Brian Kemp to resign his position are getting louder. Common Cause, Georgia Alliance for Social Justice, along with U.S. Representative John Lewis, have all called on Kemp to step down as he campaigns for governor, citing potential conflicts of interest. Kemp has said that he doesn't plan to step down. In 2010, Republican Karen Handel stepped down as Secretary of State to run for governor, citing perceived conflicts of interest. And in 1996, Democrat Max McClellan resigned as Secretary of State to run for U.S. Senate. The Georgia Alliance for Social Justice is planning a protest against Kemp for August 19th. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced a federal grant of over $3 billion that will be used to help victims of crime. As GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, Sessions was in Macon yesterday to announce Georgia's portion of those funds.
Sessions was invited to Macon by U.S. Attorney Charles Peeler. He used the visit to announce a $100 million infusion of federal money for victims' advocacy work in Georgia. The Attorney General says that's Georgia's portion of nationwide grants from the Federal Victim Assistance Program.
Almost all of the funds, $3.3 billion, will come from fines, fees, and special assessments paid by the criminals, not the taxpayers.
Sessions spent the night before the Macon visit attending a private event in Greene County. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
An Atlanta Symphony Orchestra diversity program is celebrating its 25th anniversary with a concert tour. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
The ASO's Talent Development Program trains promising Black and Latino musicians in high school. According to a 2016 study, Black and Hispanic performers make up less than 5% of American orchestras combined. Asira Hill, who co-founded the program in 1993, says the lack of diversity was clear.
Well, it was very visible. The good thing is we were able to gather people willing to do something about it.
Although the program has helped minority students earn scholarships to some of the top schools in the country, no graduates currently play for the ASO. The recital series begins tonight at Friendship Baptist Church in Atlanta. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.